My dearly beloved in Christ, today on the Sunday within the octave of Christmas, we are reminded of the sorrows that our Blessed Mother experienced throughout her life, just as Christmas reminds us of her great joys. In fact, it would be hard for us to imagine from the time of the Annunciation, in which she was informed by the Archangel Gabriel that she had been chosen to be the Mother of God, from that moment up through and including the birth of her divine Son, and up until the presentation of the child in the temple 40 days after his birth, our Blessed Mother experienced heavenly bliss, a joy that we could not even imagine. As she experienced these mysteries of the infancy of her divine Son, and especially her joy at his birth. But then, at the presentation of the child in the temple, this holy old man, this priest in the temple named Simeon, who had been assured by God that he would not die before he had seen the Messiah. This man in the temple, when our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph entered the temple, bringing the Christ child, he knew by divine revelation that this child was the Redeemer of the world. And he took the Holy Child in his arms and he blessed God that he had been permitted to see that day. But then he turned to our Blessed Mother and he said, "This child is destined for the fall and for the rise of many in Israel, and for a sign that shall be contradicted, and thy own soul a sword shall pierce." And from that moment, our Blessed Mother experienced deep sorrow, for she knew the prophecies. And the words of Simeon reminded her of the prophecies concerning the Redeemer, how he would suffer so much and die. And so that brought great sorrow to her heart. And in the heart of our Blessed Mother were mixed these joys and sorrows. It is fitting that on this Sunday, within the octave of Christmas, that we reflect upon our Blessed Mother. For there would be no Christmas were it not for our Blessed Mother. The evangelists mention our Blessed Mother in conjunction with the Nativity. St. Luke talks about the shepherds going to Bethlehem, and it said they found Mary and Joseph and the child in the manger, as they had been told by the angels. And then we read the story in the Gospel of St. Matthew of the adoration of the Magi, how they traveled such a long distance, they came to Bethlehem. And he says, they found the child with Mary, his mother. And those words express a great deal. They remind us that, of course, our Lord as an infant was with his mother. But they also remind us that all of those who find Jesus, all of those who come to truly know and love Jesus, always find him with Mary. And it is their true devotion to our Blessed Mother that leads them to our Lord, to a knowledge of the truth. So our Blessed Mother is very important for us throughout our lives, devotion to her, that we might be pleasing to her Son. But it's something especially that we should reflect upon at Christmas time. And in this regard, I'd like to read a short section from The Secret of Mary by St. Louis Marie de Montfort. This is a summary of the same teachings that he has in the longer book, True Devotion. And this is what he says. There does not exist and never will exist a creation in whom God, either within or without himself, is so highly exalted as he is in the most blessed Virgin Mary. Not excepting the saints or the cherubim or the highest seraphim in paradise. Mary is the paradise of God and his unspeakable world into which the Son of God has come to work his wonders, to watch over it, and take his delights in it. And now he goes on to say that God created this world in which we live to be our dwelling place. As he puts it, for wayfaring men, God has created this world. He has created heaven to be the world for the angels and the saints and our future abode. But he created Our Lady for his own world. And St. Louis calls Our Lady the world of God. Imagine the joy of the incarnate Son of God to be carried for 9 months in the womb of our Blessed Mother, this holy creature, this spotless virgin. We pray in the Litany of Our Lady, that invocation, Ark of the Covenant, pray for us. Our Lady is the Ark of the Covenant because she contained within her chaste womb our Lord himself. And then when he was born, imagine the delight of the Son of God to be carried in the arms of our Blessed Mother, to be pressed to her heart. What a joy that must have been for him. So Christmas would not be Christmas if we did not call to mind the unique role our Blessed Mother played in the entire life of her son, but especially in his birth, in his infancy. And let us remind ourselves at this time of year of the importance of our devotion to our Blessed Mother, the importance of a true devotion, for in finding Mary, we find Jesus. Just like the Magi found the child with Mary, his mother. And the first adorers came to the stable, and they came to see the child, but they also came to know our Blessed Mother. They became aware of her and who she was, and what must have been their love and their veneration for our Blessed Mother, who was the vessel of election through whom the Son of God came into the world. Let us be sure to honor her as we also honor the Christ child during this holy season. Could you imagine a manger scene that didn't have a little statue of our Blessed Mother in it? Because it was through her that our Lord came into the world. Let us honor our Blessed Mother, and let us ask her to always lead us to her divine Son, and to help us have a true devotion to her, that we might have a true devotion to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.